This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we are very happy to have Drew Lacey in the studio. She's the editor of Florida Tech's Crimson, the student newspaper, and Ted Peterson, the advisor for the Crimson and also a communications professor here at Florida Tech. Thank you guys for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, there is a super cool idea that you are going to do, and what's it called?
Well, the event is called Eat Free or Live Free. You can't do both. And you know, it's a celebration of the First Amendment. And there's going to be two events. I'll talk about the first part of it, and then I'll let Drew talk about the second part. The first part is going to be a panel discussion with some lawyers and journalists about their use of the First Amendment. The theme is going to be ways that they see maybe the First Amendment getting chipped away at. At the panel, it's going to be moderated by Michael Kahn, who's a media lawyer in Melbourne, and he is also adjunct professor of constitutional law, pre-law program here. And he'll be our moderator. And then we're going to have Matt Reed from the Florida Today. He's a popular columnist and opinions editor. Jack Kirschenbaum is the lead attorney at Florida Today dealing with stories. The last panelist will be Dan Sweeney. He's student media advisor at Florida Atlantic for their university newspaper. So I think we're going to have a really interesting discussion, interesting perspectives of people using the First Amendment, defending it, and teaching about it as well. So that should be a lot of fun. I want to make sure to thank our sponsors, Florida Today, the Society of Professional Journalists. Old School Pizza is going to be helping us out with some food. And then I have to thank the Department of Humanities and Communication at Florida Tech.
Okay. And the second part is my favorite part. It's the Live Free or Eat Free. Basically, what we're going to be doing is we're going to be blocking off part of the Crawford Green in front of Crawford and making it a separate country. And this separate country, when you enter, you'll sign a little sheet and you'll get a passport for the separate country. And when you come in, you're going to lose your First Amendment rights. When you come in, you also get free food. So it sounds like a really easy deal. First Amendment rights, you know, how important are those? So when you first come in, you'll have a selection of foods, but you may or may not get what you want. You don't have the right to choose, and you don't have the right to complain if you don't like your choice. So if we decide you get only pizza or you only get a box of cereal, that's our decision. Then when you go to sit down, you may find that you want to sit with your friends, but we're calling them goons, our people who are enforcing our rules here in this new country. So if we decide that we don't want you to sit with your friends, we may happen to split you up. So basically, it's an experience of what it's like not to have your First Amendment rights, which I think many of us take for granted. Every day we have our First Amendment rights. We don't think about, is it okay for me to sit here while I get yelled at for sitting here at lunch? So it's going to be an experience for these people who come in and maybe take these rights for granted, and they may not even look at the sheet to see what they're signing away. But when you come in and you sit down and you realize, I don't have my rights anymore, I think it'll be a very interesting experience.
Okay, so what are the consequences if they violate one of the impromptu laws that are made?
Yeah, let's say we suddenly decide it's illegal for you to have pepperoni pizza. Well, if you don't put down your pizza fast enough, we may take you to jail. And jail will be a blocked off area where we'll have our goons come over and very kindly escort you over to the jail. And you can be in there for who knows how long. If you're lucky, there might be a jailbreak and you might be able to escape and get some different food. But those would be the consequences.
Wow, this sounds like a great eye-opening experience and learning thing. So it's going to be here on campus. It's on the 27th, and the panel discussion is?
It starts at 9 o'clock. It's in the Hartley Room in the Student Union Building in the middle of campus.
And that's open to the public?
Open to the public, yeah. We'd love to fill it. We're excited to bring these guys in. So, yeah, open to the public.
Do they need tickets or need to make reservations?
No tickets. Just come and enjoy it. But we want as many people as possible to hear this.
And for the free food or the signing away of your rights, is that open to the public also?
That is open to anybody who's willing to sign away their rights when you come in. If you're hungry, come on in. It's from 11:30 to 1:30, and it's going to be right in front of the Crawford Green. We're going to be very loud. We're going to be playing some nice music so everybody will hear us. So you'll definitely know where we're at on campus.
Okay, so in preparation of this, you have a wall. Tell us a little bit about that.
The wall is something that we did last year. It's basically a free speech wall, and it is very much like what it sounds like. It's a big wall. And you can write, now this is going to be outside of our country, back where you have your First Amendment rights again, but you're going to be able to basically write anything you want on the wall. If you just want to write a smiley face, if you want to write a powerful quote, if you want to write how you're feeling, anything. Last year we had people taping articles to the wall. We had a wide variety of things. So the wall is going to be stationed outside of our little setup country. And when you escape the country, you're more than welcome to come right on the wall.
Okay. Well, this is a great event. Once again, it's on the 27th of February. The panel discussion starts at 9 in the Hartley Room, and then from 11:30 to 1:30-ish, you can sign away your First Amendment rights and have some food and maybe learn something new about what we take for granted in this country. If people wanted more information, how could they find out more about this event?
They can go ahead and email the Crimson newspaper at crimson@fit.edu.
All right. Well, thank you guys for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.